know if the president is going to walk away from this agreement, but it looks like he is going to. I know you agree with that. So help me understand. Make the best case why he should leave Paris.
Well, I think the key point to understand is that the Paris Treaty has no discernible impact on global average temperature, and therefore the alleged climate benefits are illusory. This is an agreement that if every country met its obligations, according to the conventional EPA model, would reduce global average temperature less than 0.2 degrees in the year 2100. But of course, these countries are mostly not meeting their obligations. We just heard from Germany. Their emissions are up in each of the last 2 years. The Philippines have already withdrawn from this agreement, and India, which is allowed to increase emissions under this agreement, is building too many coal plants to even meet their target. They're going to go well above it. The U.S. commitment would only avert an increase in temperature of about 0.15 degrees by the year 2100. So there's really not much upside here, but there's tremendous downside because this agreement locks in those EPA regulations you were just talking about in the introduction, the Clean Power Plan, which increased electricity prices about 20% to 30%. That has a very negative impact on consumers across this country with no benefit to show for it. And it also commits the American taxpayer to pay the lion's share of the $100 billion per year Green Climate Fund, a direct wealth transfer to the rest of the world. And so I think the reason the rest of the world likes this deal so much is that the United States cripples itself economically with regulations, and then it pays the rest of the world for the privilege of doing so in increased foreign aid. To me, that's not leadership. That's American losership. And the
right,
president is right to
let me get Michael Oppenheimer here on this. A lot to unpack there, but the substantive criticism that even people who favor the Paris Agreement are, it is a voluntary agreement. There are no real binding commitments. Why do you think it is such a great deal that we ought to stay in it?
The Paris Agreement isn't perfect, but it's an important first step, and that's why the statements of Mr. Kirpin are totally out of context. In fact, what's happening is global emissions of carbon dioxide have not increased, in fact, decreased a little over the last 3 years. For the first time, while the global economy was growing, because countries are moving to the new energy sources, it would be foolish to pull out of this agreement because, number one, it would do great harm to our relations with our allies around the world. And secondly, it would condemn the U.S., the world, and future generations, our own children, to a world with an unacceptable level of climate change. And it's a real pity because the Paris Agreement is the first time that all countries of the world put plans on the table to reduce emissions, made commitments to reduce emissions, including China, which is the world's biggest emitter. They're moving forward. Not only are they moving forward to reduce their emissions,